Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. So today I've decided that I'm going to throw caution to the wind and just not be scared anymore of reading. Now, where I land is where I land. That's about it. It's just going to be like that. That's about it, really. Anyway, I've got the Wheel of Fortune from the Tattoo Tarot deck. And surprisingly, the card that came up is the Wheel of Fortune. Cycles of life, destiny, a new cycle, evolution through progression, advancement, success, manifestation, unexpected events, sudden luck, a person's got a godsend, ups and downs, one person's loss, another's gain. Now, life does go through cycles, and we have probably all been through a bit of a whirlwind recently. I know I have, and the people who I've come across who are quite sensitive to energies, they're like, they feel very lost but found at the same time. And it's a weird combination of not really knowing what to expect next. You can't say it's going to be bad, but you can't say it's going to be good. So where this cycle is starting to slow down, we have a lot of changes ahead. So we've had Libra about balance, we've had spring equinox, tomorrow we have the changing of the times, we have Mercury going into retrograde at some point soon. We also have April, which is the sort of like the fourth, a quarter of the year, the beginning of the quarter of the year, where spring cleaning is normally done. And so with this Wheel of Fortune, you got to kind of think, do you just allow the Wheel of Fortune to spin around, or do you take control of this wheel? Now, where it comes to spring cleaning, we need to think not so much about cleaning the house or going on detox diets and stuff, but more decluttering the mind and changing perspectives about things. Taking things with a pinch of salt or just blowing them off completely. Not every relationship is meant for you. That's true. Some of them are lessons, and some of them maybe you don't see as lessons. Actually, let's just throw the whole lesson thing out the window. Some relationships aren't for you, okay? Maybe you grow out of them. The friends that you used to have are now just people that you know. I mean, they knew a version of you years ago. Maybe if you meet up, then that spark is reignited. Great, so that is friendship. But if there's nothing really there, and you've both evolved into two different people, that is okay. I mean, you had good memories and now that's over. Same with relationships with partners and boyfriends and girlfriends and however you see yourself, they, them, I'm just going to say etc. because that's a long list to go through. Sorry about that. Ex-partners and things. It's worth putting an end to those kind of things. Even people you haven't spoke to in ages, you don't necessarily have to contact them, but you could have the idea of contacting them, being like, write them a letter and just burn it or something like this, or write a long email to them and never send it and just delete it. Or you could actually just do what I've done more than once in my life, and that is just send someone a very long angry message and then delete it, and they never read it. It's not like they're going to contact me again anyway saying, what did you just write? But just in case, you could always snapshot and delete that later. Right, there are lots of ways to create endings in your life. Even I haven't got one specific train of thought. I'm just rambling like a bunch of ideas off the top of my head. And that is basically the wheel of, a lot of changes are coming. So why not take control of some of the circumstances? Just be like, right, I may as well end this. It's ended anyway. If I've still got any bitter thoughts, may as well get rid of them. May as well let them go. If you're angry at life, write a long list to yourself as to why you're angry at life. Don't write it to the universe. Ask yourself, why am I angry at these things? Okay. Dear me, I hate this because of this. I hate this because of this. I hate this because of this. I don't like this. Blah, blah, blah. Long list, just to get them off your mind. Read that to yourself. Okay. Keep it aside for one day and reread it. Keep rereading it and think, do I still dislike these things? There are a lot of ways to release negative energy inside you. I guess you could take up boxing or something. or go for a run. That's often a helpful one. But does it really clear your mind as much as you want to? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. There are lots of different ways to express your feelings and emotions. So when we are going through this whole clearing period, why not take full advantage of absolutely all the tools that you have? The Wheel of Fortune offers you the opportunity to not necessarily change your life, but sort of steer your life in the way that you want to see it. It may take a little while, but it might not be as long as you think, as long as you stay optimistic about what you are doing and why you are doing it. Always have that, what is it called? Not an expectation. Always have that intention of something in your mind, like, I really do want to get rid of this. I do want to put a pin in this. I just want to end this now. Not, I want to end this relationship. I want to get a new job. I want to, you know, as long as you have that intention to sort of start a new path rather than, I'll just start a new path. Where am I going? No idea. Yeah? All right, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.